Well, I think the G20 has decided to put development right in the corner for the conversations over in Korea, which is a real worry. I mean, on education, we know that if you invest in getting children into school, it has huge dividend in growth. I mean, economies can grow by as much as 1%, and we're starting to see the impact of huge investment in education in places like Tanzania and Mozambique, where children are starting to emerge from college and move into jobs that they wouldn't have the opportunity to do if they hadn't been going to school. So I think it's a real shame that the G20 have focused on a very narrow financial agenda as opposed to one that really considers how poverty and attacking poverty can lead to growth in poor countries.
Obviously, one of the focuses of the meeting is the global banking crisis. If I'm not mistaken, you're asking world leaders to focus on fixing the problems that are linked to the banking crisis, that the banking crisis has in fact created, not just fixing the banks. Am I correct?
That's right. I mean, I've been in meetings with the education minister from Mozambique, who's saying that as a result of the financial crisis, two of the major donors in Mozambique are now having to walk away. His foreign exchange earnings are down. And as a result of the financial crisis, he's had to be bailed out by the World Bank to the tune of $40 million and now has to think about increasing school size from 65 to 75. And make some very bad decisions around school expansion programs. So I think there is a real connect between how poor and developing countries have been chronically affected. And sadly, many of the finance and heads of state and other ministers in Korea have decided not to focus on this.
You are, in fact, asking ordinary citizens to appeal to those in South Korea to make a strong statement in support of the Millennium Development Goals. How can we do that?
Well, I think there's a number of ways. I mean, we are a big supporter of the financial transaction tax, the Robin Hood campaign, to try and increase, try and get a levy on the banks. And we'd love people to sign up and support the Robin Hood tax campaign. But we're also looking for people to sign up and join the One Gold Education campaign and show their support for it. I mean, already this year we've had 18 million people around the world, which ranges from Pelé to Ronaldo, to show that actually the fact that we've got 69 million kids out of school around the world should shame us all, and something urgent needs to be done about it. So listeners wanting to really add their voice and make a difference are very welcome to join One Goal and join the other important campaign organisations out there in challenging for justice and change.
Now, the bottom line and the motto of your organisation, if I'm not mistaken, is that education beats poverty. Is that right?
And it does, hands down. I mean, I was just talking to somebody from Zambia who said an uneducated girl is twice as likely to catch HIV. We think that as many as 7 million AIDS deaths could have been prevented if more education had been made available. So I don't think it just beats poverty, but it also saves lives. But the great tragedy is that there's been such a focus on health, which is important. It's come to the detriment of other areas such as education. So we're putting a lot of time working with companies and governments to try and increase the profile and the impact that education can deliver to poor people. Because, I mean, just talking to education ministers here, they say that it's their number one priority. They're putting 20% of their budget into schools, but the donors and the international community are largely being silent on this issue. So we need to really rally round and say that getting kids into classroom must be our number one priority because it has such a dividend on so many other areas of people's lives.
So finally, those at the G20 and, of course, those at the G8 have a huge responsibility.
They do, and I think that, sadly, in the time of financial crisis, people's horizons narrow and their awareness of the impacts that other things have on poor people gets a lot shallower. And I'd argue that today there are 69 million kids that cannot go to school. There are millions of people that aren't able to access the health treatment that they so urgently need. The G8 and the G20 are the only shows in town that can deliver the substantive financial support in order to make people's lives fundamentally different. So it's been a real disappointing Korean G20. I don't think we've seen any of the results that we would have hoped for, but the show moves into France next year, and we're really hoping that Sarkozy will show the leadership that's required to really make the world a better place for millions of poor people.